July 23, 1993, James Jordan leaves a friend's house in Wilmington, North Carolina, driving his red Lexus sports car toward his home in Charlotte. The next day, he's supposed to catch a flight to Chicago to see his son, Michael Jordan. Yeah, that Michael Jordan. By all accounts, Michael had an extremely close relationship to the man he called Pops. His father, James, celebrated victories with the team like he was one of them.
I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to be a part of it. You ever think of that? I'm lucky to be a part of what he is, what he stands for, and what he's doing right now.
But in July of 1993, James never makes it home, and he never shows up in Chicago. In the middle of the night, somewhere near Lumberton, North Carolina, he disappears. And no one reports him missing for 3 weeks.
This is all that's left of James Jordan's car. The candy apple red Lexus 400 was found in a wooded area just off Downing Road August 5th. So far, no one knows the whereabouts of James Jordan.
Then, dental records belonging to James Jordan are a match to a body found dumped in a South Carolina swamp. A murder.
This is the father of the most famous athlete on the planet, and on his 57th birthday, he was an unidentified dead man in the middle of nowhere.
What follows is one of the most high-profile and most contentious murder cases in history.
Officials say an autopsy revealed Jordan had been shot once in the chest with a .38 caliber handgun.
Police have charged 18-year-old Larry Demery and 18-year-old Daniel Green with first-degree murder.
Anything you have to say to the Jordan family at all?
I didn't kill him.
A minimum sentence upon conviction of life imprisonment and a maximum sentence of death.
Daniel Green is convicted of killing James Jordan. He's been in prison ever since, almost 3 decades now. But there are still big questions about this case.
There is so little physical evidence in this crime to say that what happened happened.
We're going to be able to present indisputable evidence that Daniel Green did not do this crime.
It's a game, and Daniel Green likes to play games.
Here we are a quarter century later, and the back cover on this whole murder case isn't yet closed.
From WREL Studios, this is Follow the Truth, the story of the James Jordan murder and the man who says he didn't do it.
I didn't kill James Jordan. I'm innocent of murder.
My name is Amanda Lamb. I've been covering crime at WREL-TV since 1994, and I've been in touch with Daniel Green from prison for more than a decade. I've interviewed him many times and spent hours and hours on the phone with him.
What's your truth?
With regard to this case, I know that if this was not Michael Jordan's father, I wouldn't be in prison.
I've spent my career trying to find the truth amongst the noise, and fame, well, it's one of the noisiest things. In this podcast, we'll re-examine the original investigation into the James Jordan murder, unsealing 27 years of archives.
Don't let Larry tell on you and you not tell on Larry. Tell me the truth. Tell me why Mr. Jordan got hurt.
Was it in your mind that the father of a famous man had been killed and that y'all needed to solve this case and you needed to put pressure on this young man to get a statement out of him?
We'll question the evidence.
Where did that bullet hole come from?
Is it possible for a man to be shot in his car and authorities not find any blood?
Our ballistics expert says it couldn't have happened as described.
Ask how fame and celebrity may have influenced this case.
Egos really come into play when you have an opportunity to solve the murder of Michael Jordan's father.
You know, if that had been any other person, obviously other than James Jordan, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Shed light on the mystery that has always surrounded the murder.
Questions were raised about whether his financial dealings could have had anything to do with his death.
And uncover bombshell new developments.
He lied on the stand. He never saw Daniel Green shoot James Jordan.
Follow the Truth, the story of the James Jordan murder and the man who says he didn't do it. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.